This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's episode is a mashup of clips where Gary talks about the number one strategy that every business needs to start using right now. Enjoy.
For me, the quicker everybody here can become a media company, the quicker they can become successful. The quicker you think of yourself not as a salesperson, but as somebody who produces content that provides value to the end user, the quicker you will get results. The reason most people struggle with social media marketing or digital marketing or communications is because they're salespeople, they're not marketers. The difference is very simple. When you look, and I did, a lot of people tagged this event, tweeted at me, so I looked at 20 or 30 of the accounts here over the last 12 hours. When I look at your accounts, everything is selfish. Everything is about what you're selling, what you want them to do for you. All the content is there to get more likes, to get more followers, for somebody to buy your product, go into your funnel, create a capture of data at the top so you can remarket to it. It's 100% selfish. That is exactly what all of you don't want in your normal life from the other people you consume. But it's exactly what the far majority of people are doing with their own content for their own business. This is one big game of being over selfish instead of being selfless. If you are capable of putting out content as a media company, which means you're trying to bring value to the audience in entertainment or utility, not selling them something, when you switch from being a commercial on TV to being a TV show, you start selling a lot more. When you switch your mind from being an ad in the Wall Street Journal to being the Wall Street Journal in the videos, podcasts, emails, and LinkedIn posts that you put out to the world, everything changes. My friends, this is undeniably the biggest shift of attention that the human being has had. This internet thing, it's big, and it's just starting.
So you need to think about your content directly with what you do, but more broadly, so you become a value to them. And then you have leverage. And that's what I try to do with my content, right? I'm trying to talk about a lot of things. I've really opened it up with this emotional intelligence because it's an equal part of running a business, and that's me broadening and bringing value. So I would tell you in podcast form, writing on medium.com, in video form, Snapchat form, whatever's most comfortable to you to communicate to the world, you need to become a media company. As a matter of fact, every single person in this room needs to become a media company. Comma, you sell shit. Wine business back there, big shout out. Wine brand, be a media company first, comma, then sell wine. If you're educating people about wine culture and about cheese and about travel, you then build equity to be able to transact on your wine. But nobody's thinking that way. They're thinking so narrow and so transactional. And what happens with transactions is when there's a shift in platform, they die because they didn't build a brand and they don't translate. I jumped back on Snapchat, there's 20,000 people ready for me to go. That's brand. Every platform I sign up for, if I'm a little bit like, if I wanna not do it right away, there's a queue of people ready to hear from me. People squat Gary VEE now on every social network that pops up and then send me an email like, Gary V, I took your name. If you give me an hour, I'll give it to you. I'm like, fuck you, I'm gonna get it. You know, so, you know, anyway, brand. Brand survive. Nike didn't cookie my browser and follow me around the internet and make me eventually buy Nikes. I buy Nikes because they branded me. Becoming the media company, you become the toll booth. You become Google instead of being the second tier. That's why I built Gary Vee. Because this is all going to Alexa. This is all going to, I mean, this is how it's gonna work. Hey Alexa, I need a mortgage. Amazon's the problem.
Trust me.
Hey Google, I need a chiropractor. That's how it's gonna work. And unless you're in the business of, you know, if it's like, hey, Alexa, I need a social media agency, Alexa's the problem. Hey, Alexa, what's VaynerMedia's phone number? That's the difference. That's all that's gonna be left. That's all that's gonna be left. Will it get to your industry? Will it get there fast enough that you give a fuck financially? But in the end, that's the world. Brand, nothing else. That's what it is. That's what you have to do. That's why content matters. That's why building your personal brand matters. Building your company matters. Content, content, content. Because that's your only leverage against highly funded, multi-trillion dollar funded global companies that are gonna try to get everything. Please, 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 if nothing else, if this is your business and your livelihood, are you telling me that you don't have 5 hours to go home after this conference and read every article and watch every video of how to run great Facebook ads and make creative? You don't have that time? You don't have that time for your business? Are you kidding me? So please, please, please become disproportionately educated on what's going on there. Number two, figure out the following thing. How do you become a media company? Because that is the absolute only way that you can actually double or triple your business. You may not be as extroverted as me or the next person, so maybe it's not even video. Maybe it's the written word. Maybe it's some other communication style. Maybe it's radio, podcasting. Podcasting is, how many people here are listening to podcasts? Raise your hands. It's real, it's happening. So you don't need a national podcast, have a local podcast. Because the funny part is, it's not about how many followers you have, it's about how many followers you need to buy something. You don't need a million people listening to your podcast. If you have all 37,000 of the town that you are selling within, you've won. You're gonna win. And so we are just not thinking about the opportunities in the marketplace in a significant enough way. We are living through the single biggest culture shift of our time. Because I promise you something right now, for all of you, that dude back there, respect, but only 4 of you are retiring in 10 years. What do you think somebody that's 22 right now is gonna be doing when they decide to buy their home in 10 years? How do you think they're gonna act? Where do you think they're gonna get their information from? How is it gonna roll? And by the way, the punchline is, it's the same tried and true shit that's going on now. It's word of mouth. It's word of mouth. So many of you do business on word of mouth. But the important part is, that cell phone, the internet, that is the infrastructure of word of mouth in our society today. 20 years ago, when somebody did a good job for you, sold your home, bought your home, served you a nice cup of coffee, whatever it was, 20 years ago when somebody did something great, you told one or two of your girlfriends or homies. Today, we feel compelled to share every one of our fucking thoughts on social media, right? That is very important for this room. And what you need to be doing tomorrow is producing a disproportionate amount of content and distributing it everywhere. Some of them will work, some of them won't. But here's the punchline, my friends. The wasted time that I put into Vine and Social Cam was the reason that I dominated on Snapchat and Instagram video. The things I learned on those platforms mapped to the next thing.
Where I think people are misunderstanding things is that the cost of entry to being relevant in our society today is content. If you're not putting out stories, you basically don't exist. And so what I really wanted to make this video about is for once and for all to put a stake in the ground or my fist on this table, no Khrushchev style since I'm Russian. Every one of you is a media company. Now, I know people hate hearing the term personal brand. It feels icky. Fine, call it your reputation. And I know it might sound like, ugh, everybody's a media company, so cliche, marketing talk. Fine, call it what you want. But if you are not putting out content that is bringing value to people, whether that's making you giggle, whether that's making you think, whether that's educating you on wine or business or whatever it may be, if you're not putting out that content, you are being drowned out by the massive volume of content that is being put out by businesses, media companies, entrepreneurs, on and on and on. And if you don't understand this and you head into a 2014 world and you don't have a very strategic strategy on putting out content on a daily basis, a weekly basis, that's actually bringing value to the end consumer, which then reciprocates you getting business, you will be left out in the cold. You will be Blockbuster. You will be the person that, Blockbuster Video. You will be the person that owned a ton of horses before the car. You will be Borders Books that laughed at Amazon. You can laugh at all this video all you want, but I'm looking forward to having a conversation with you in 4 years if you do not act on this rant.
All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Today's highlighted review is Realist Boldest Guy Out There by Christopher Kirk. He's raw, truthful, and he's not afraid to express himself on whatever topic that's being discussed. Definitely learned a lot about business ownership from your books, and your podcast is also great. It's a reminder to others, especially if they haven't heard you before or anything like that. Thanks to Christopher Kirk. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.